We're here at the 2017 Almond Conference, and we are talking with Brian Kenyon, Western Region VP of Sales and Marketing for Yara International. Brian, your team is at the conference, and of course, one of the things they're doing is talking about the Yara brand. For my listeners who aren't sure what the Yara brand is, what's the important part here? What do they need to know?
Well, Yara is one of the largest fertilizer manufacturers in the world. Sometimes we often think that people don't know who we are, and that's why we're at the Almond Conference to try and create more brand awareness about who we are. We were founded in 1905. We're a Norwegian-based company, and we've got assets all over the world. We currently sell into 160 countries around the world, and we have people in and we operate in 60 countries around the world. So we have this very vast global experience and knowledge on crop production and different for growing different crops. And we've been here in the United States since for 71 years. And what we hope to do is bring our global knowledge and experience to the local producers in our markets, specifically in California, and hopefully find some technologies, some new products that will help our growers increase yield and quality of the products that they're growing. And hopefully through all of that, we can help improve their profitability.
Great. And sticking with products and initiatives, some of your teams talking about this, of course, today at the Almond Conference. But there are some products and initiatives that you guys are highlighting, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of new things we want to talk about. Some of them are still in the development stage, but I think it's important for our farmer customers to know just kind of some of the things that we're working on. The one that's pretty exciting is the Yara Water Sensor. It's a device that attaches to the leaf of the almond tree, and it reads the trigger pressure of the leaf, which is an indicator of how much moisture is getting into the crop, and allowing it to maintain a healthy environment in which it can grow. So by measuring the water pressure, we hope that we can eventually have that water sensor tell the irrigation system to turn on and off because the tree's either under stress or it's got enough moisture and it's sufficient. So with that water sensor, we're doing some work actually with the Almond Board of California to see if we can find the right sensor that can stay on the leaf. You don't have to take it on and off. It stays on the leaf. It's attached with magnets, and it stays for the whole growing season. And it all works on cloud-based technology, and it sends data up to a computer that you can then analyze the data, hopefully will eventually tell the irrigation system to turn on and off. And our idea is if you can do that, you can, reduce labor costs, so you don't have to be physically out in the field turning water on and off. And then B, what we hope to accomplish out of that is if we can have the right amount of moisture going to the crop, then we get less movement of the nutrients out of the root zone and hopefully improve nutrient use efficiency. And that's a win for the grower because they get more of the nutrient going to yield. And it's a win for the environment. So you have less, in this case, the nitrate getting out of the root zone and getting into the groundwater. So with that, that's interesting technology that we're testing right now. Hopefully we can get the right sensor to work and not cause damage to the leaf. And then the other part of that we're working on is the Yara fertigation software. That software is going to be used to be able to program the different fertilizers that you can put into your irrigation system. And if we can combine that with the water sensor, then we think we've got two pretty good products that are going to work for the almond growers, and we're pretty excited to be talking about that with the growers at this conference.
So, yeah, I mean, California this year had some water come back. We saw some water come back, and some of those water concerns were lessened. But, I mean, California is going to have some water stressors here in the future again. It's just the system we're in here. So something like this could really, give you the exact water you need without wasting it or anything like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And, well, you know, 1 year probably will not change the direction that the industry is going in. I mean, we saw 5 years of drought, and it was some pretty severe moisture deficits that were occurring. And I think once you've committed, once you've seen what that can do to your farm, once you've seen the problems that a drought can do to you, you're going to do everything you can to really optimize the water use that your trees are taking out of the soil. And you're going to try and conserve, you're going to look for the best technology. And that's what we hope to be part of, is to find a solution, because yeah, 1 year everything got recharged. I think it was a pretty unusual year. But you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Is it going to rain again? Are we going to have another wet winter, or is it going to stay dry? And if it stays dry, then this technology is really going to be beneficial. And I think it's just going to help improve both the water and the nutrient use efficiency. And we know nitrates are not staying where we want them to be. We want them in the root zone. And if this technology can help keep them there, then we think it's a strong fit for California agriculture.
Yeah, sounds like it. The other thing I've heard your team mention, something about Yara Nut Plant Master Program. What is that, and when will it be available?
Well, the Nut Plant Master Program, what Yara does, we try to figure out the agronomic development of all the crops that we consider focus crops or important crops to our business. And we've put nuts, specifically almonds, walnuts, pistachios, and hazelnuts kind of in our category of nuts of importance within Yara. And so what we did is we assembled a bunch of experts, agronomists, scientists, internal and external. So we went to UC Davis, we went to other universities, and talked to the experts about what does it take to grow the best almond crops. So we interviewed, had workshops with agronomists. We took our own knowledge of production around the world and our agronomic experience. And we've developed a series of plant masters. We've got them on strawberries and on other crops, potatoes, and we've now got one on nuts that talks about all the different nutrients that go into growing a crop, when they're needed and why they're needed. And it's a very in-depth book that when people read it, they go, wow, this is incredible data and incredible information that's all condensed into one format that is easy to follow and understand. And it really, for us, it's the basis of our programs. It helps us get the agronomic information out about why you need different nutrients and the importance of them and what they do within the crop. So we're going to be launching the Nut Plant Master at the Almond Board annual meeting at the conference, and we'll have them available in our booth. So I'd encourage everybody to come visit us and talk to us about it. We can show you the information that we have available, and we take a lot of pride in that work, because it takes a lot of time and expense to accumulate this information, but it's a very important document for us, and it's something that we built programs around. So look forward to getting some feedback from our customers on that, and sharing some good information about our knowledge on crop nutrition for almonds.
Yeah, it sounds like a good program. Well, thanks for the time, Brian. Anything new you guys are working on? Anything you guys have kind of in the hopper that you're looking at?
Well, we've just recently announced the acquisition of a digital company called ATC, or Agronomy Technology Company. It's actually based on some work done in Cornell University in New York. And what they did is they developed some algorithms that looks at soil types, weather data, and crop response to applied nutrients. And it modeled, based on those factors, it's modeled crop responses and predicts yield based on application. So what we're, the technology was built around corn and soybeans, and we hope to be able to expand that technology into more of the crops that are growing in our market, and try to get into some of the perennial crops like almonds, and see if we can utilize the similar information, but use it on the permanent crops. So we just made the investment I believe we got them around the beginning of October. So they're relatively new to our organization, and we're going to get to learn about that software a little bit more and hopefully take that technology and bring it to California. And again, another opportunity for Yara to bring some technology from around the world or even domestically, and see if we can make it work in some of the other crops that we are involved with. So looking forward to talking more about that in the future.
Yeah, that's exciting. Good to see, you know, you guys and trying to take something like that and adapt it to California. Well, great, Brian. I really appreciate it. Again, we're talking with the Western Region VP of Sales and Marketing, Brian Kenyon for Yara International. Brian, thanks again for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Taylor. Good talking to you.